Wilkes Economic Development Corporation facilitates the creation of new jobs and capital investment in Wilkes County, North Carolina. We accomplish this by primarily focusing on retention and expansion of existing and new businesses, along with real estate development. We are here to help you grow. Learn more at wilkescdc.com or give us a call today at 336-838-1501.
From white lightning
to lightning fast,
the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast covers all the people, places, and things that make Wilkesboro a one-of-a-kind mountain destination.
Enjoy lively conversations as we welcome artists, local business leaders, event organizers, and creatives from around Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast.
All right, let's welcome to the program Presley Barker, and thanks for coming on with us.
Man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. And you know, you've been pretty busy lately. And we're going to talk about a lot of the stuff going on. And
if lately, do you mean his whole life?
Yeah,
much?
Right. that was one of the things I was going to jump into in the conversation about what it's like to kind of grow up in front of the lens, you know, with interviews and being on TV and PBS and all that kind of stuff, all the attention from a young age. But first, let's give a chance for people that don't know who you are already. Just tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you do.
Yeah, well, my name is Presley Barker, and I'm 17 years old. And I've been playing music since I was 7 years old. And I live in a little town called Trap Hill, North Carolina. It's in Wilkes County. Close to where Merlefest takes place at, pretty close to that. Yeah, you know, I've been around music all my life, and I love performing in front of people and getting the chance to entertain and do what I love to do is play music, and I just love to see people smile and enjoy what I do, and you know, I've been at it for a while, and just super happy that I get a chance to do what I love.
When did you discover that you had this amazing talent, and when was the first time you picked up a guitar?
Well, you know, I started getting into this when I was 7. I started singing and playing in church, but you know, as far as back as probably the age of 3 or 4, I really showed an interest and wanted to play a musical instrument or sing or something like that. And you know, I think it's always been in my blood. Nobody in my family plays music, but I've always loved it. And, you know, I just loved getting to entertain and perform.
Is it something where, you know, now that seems like a good time for me to go to that question I teased a few minutes ago. You know, getting so much attention from such a young age for your playing capabilities, you know, and for the licks you could put on a guitar at a young age with your small fingers at a young age and everything, you know, what's that been like to kind of grow up under a lens as an artist, as a musician?
Yeah, I guess I've always been around it since I was younger, and I've really learned a lot for sure from getting to do that and being exposed to so many people that wants to help you, and people like Wayne Henderson who I have the honor of playing his guitars, and he's taught me many things, you know, all aspects of the guitar. You know, a lot of my guitar influences, I guess, like Steve Lewis and Brian Sutton, who I you know, took some lessons from for a long time on guitar, and they really helped me a lot learn how to do that, and you know what I, you know, a good background to come from on acoustic guitar growing up in the mountains of North Carolina. That's what, you know, a lot of people did. Going around to jams and things, that's the kind of music you would generally play from the older folks. And, you know, I'd learned that, and I think I'm still incorporating that into what I do today.
Well, now, one of the things I heard a rumor about is that, you know, you say about, you know, being taught these different things, but a rumor I heard is that someone would give you a song, you'd go off in another room for a few minutes and come back and play it lick for lick.
Well, I try to do that, and that's what I did growing up, trying to see what somebody did and put my own spin on it.
Yeah.
So I've always tried to make what I do unique, but still have influences from people I look up to.
Well, it's got to be really beneficial too, you know, with Merlefest, And we've talked about it before, and people that are in the area already know this, but it's not just simply a, oh, get your tickets, go watch a good concert. It's very engaging. There's a lot of interaction with artists and a lot of playing together, a lot of mentorship. There's a lot of camaraderie and you know, teaching that can go on too. You know, there's even tents set up just for that, you know, even from a young age with the kids.
And just to hop on that, have you been to every Merle Fest ever?
I hadn't been to ever since I started playing. I've probably been to about six Merle Fest or something like that.
Including this latest one, right? You got to play at the last one. Is that the first time you've played at Merle Fest? Or?
Yeah, I got to play at the last Merle Fest, and I've done so since I've started playing. So,
great.
You know, Merle Fest is one of my favorites that I get to do, and it's such a great festival, like you said. And got such a variety of music, and I guess I've been not six, but 10 Merle Fest. I guess I started going at the age of six.
Yeah.
So, one year before you were inspired to pick up the guitar.
Say it one more time.
I was saying that's just 1 year before you were inspired to pick up the guitar.
Yeah.
That had that big of an impact on you.
Yeah, so, you know, with Merle Fest and with the community there, you know, and I know a lot of the stuff that the Kruger brothers do and everything else, which we interviewed on the last episode, but the willingness of people in the community to kind of step forward and help you out and everything, for people outside of the Wilkes County area, talk about that a little bit and the camaraderie and the collaboration that goes on.
Yeah, there's so many people that have helped me along my journey and playing music, and so thankful for people all across this country that's been willing to help me and give me advice, and it's just been amazing who I've had to help me along my way, and people here in Wilkes County, people who are not in Wilkes County, definitely have helped me and made a huge impact on my music. People from all across the states have really helped me for sure.
Yeah. So, where did the American Idol effort come in? Is that something that you saw and you wanted to try it, or did somebody say, "Hey, we think you ought to go ahead and try out"?
Yeah. I've always been a fan of the show, and you know, during COVID, I really wasn't doing a whole lot musically, you know, performing because it, you know, the shutdown and everything happened. So, you know, I thought, well, let's just give it a shot and see what happens from this. So. You know, I just kind of wanted to try it, and you know, it was a great experience. I'm really glad I did it, and got to go out to beautiful Ojai, California for the judge auditions, and I made it past that to the Hollywood Week, and that was just an amazing time, and it was a really, really neat experience for me.
What would you say coming away from it for people that, you know, want to go ahead and make efforts to do kind of things? What advice would you give to people that are on the front end of deciding whether they want to do something like that or not?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of positives for that for sure. You know, when you go out there, you just got to do the best that you can, and really just be true to who you are for sure is a big. I know that's cliche, but that's a big, big thing for sure. And you know, you meet a ton of people that share your, you know, what you're wanting to accomplish, and it's really amazing to make new friendships and get to do something like that is really special for sure. And I really recommend people to try it. It's a really cool experience.
What was the reception at home when you made it through to Hollywood?
It was good. Everybody was proud, and just, you know, I just thank everybody that followed my journey on that. Even though I wasn't televised on the show, but I was there, and it was really cool to come back and hear what everybody had to say. And thankful for all the support I've got from it for sure.
Well, and so now your journey is taking you to putting out new music. You got a couple of singles out and working on an EP and everything. Talk about that process. Talk about the new music.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited for all the folks to hear my new stuff. I've put out two singles that I've got to record in Nashville, Tennessee. and with Kent Wells, and he's Dolly Parton's producer. That was pretty cool to get to work with him and write with amazing writers in Nashville. Has been really, really neat to get to do. And been trying to write some of my own music here recently, and really trying to do that. And I'm super excited for everybody to get to hear it. And
you couldn't see it, but Michelle and I both gave thumbs up when you said that.
we want to hear your originals,
yeah,
for sure.
Finding that in you is an amazing process to go through of discovery. And so when you said that, we both thumbed up, and people can't hear that on the radio, so I just wanted to pass that along.
I've been really trying to write my own stuff and come up with my own ideas, and I've always covered a lot of songs earlier in my life. I've put out there on social media or what have you, but I've been really trying to express myself as an artist. And, you know, my first single, Middle of Somewhere, and my second one, Time Machine, I think everybody's been pretty well receiving of it, and really happy that people like listening to my stuff. And just trying to put it out there for everybody.
Yeah, what's the recording process been like for you compared to what you thought it would be?
Well, you know, I recorded my first CD when I was 10 years old, and that was really a guitar, you know, based CD. But this is where I want to go with this when I'm putting out these past singles. I draw all my influences, and this is really what I want to come into. But you know, the recording process has been really, really neat to get to do. I got to work with world class Nashville musicians, and it does take a while, as you'd expect, to get something like this out, but it's well worth it in the end. And I love recording and going in the studio and coming up with stuff. And it's been really cool.
So, what is the timeline or the process, the goals you've got going forward to release the EP?
Yeah, I'm going to put out some singles, more singles coming out, and I'm going to try to put some of those onto an EP where people can listen to them. Really excited for some more songs to come out. I think people's going to really enjoy them.
Do you have any shows coming up? Are you out playing live with people at this time?
Well, I've got a few since everything is sort of opening semi back up and trying to. I've got some coming up. I know I'm playing in Muddy Creek next month in Sparta, North Carolina. And you can go on my Facebook page and Instagram page. I'm trying to keep everybody updated on where I'm going to be at.
So when they want to follow you and keep up with what you're doing, just go ahead and search Presley Barker on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes. Please do. The Presley Barker on Instagram and Facebook will be awesome. Love for y'all to go and follow.
All right. And I always like asking musicians this. Who are you listening to these days? Who's on your playlist?
Well, one of my favorites for a long time has been Chris Stapleton. I love his music and love his style. And Elvis Presley's always been a big influence on me too.
Were you named
for my singing?
Were you named after Elvis?
No, I actually wasn't named after him, but my parents just wanted to come up with a different kind of name, I guess. But man, I'm a big fan of his music and enjoy listening to his stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, and you have time to evolve your story on your name.
Yeah, I guess it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. What would you like to say for people that are listening from outside the area? What would you like to kind of impart to them about the community, about Wilkes?
Yeah, I would love to say that Wilkes is just a great overall place for anybody to come to and enjoy. It's got so many great things going for it. It's got music festivals. It's got so much beautiful, beautiful area and mountains and things like that. Of course, Merlefest. People need to come to that if they've never been. And got places like Stone Mountain State Park, when I can see it from my house right here. And it's just such a beautiful place. Such nice people too. People that are rooting for you and people that can be kind to you all the time. It's just a friendly place, and people need to visit if they haven't, and it's just an amazing place for tourism, and it's such got a good heritage and everything for it, for sure.
Well, Presley, we sure enjoy having you on the show today, and love watching your career as it unfolds and as you continue to grow and evolve as an artist yourself and everything. We look forward to watching you for many years to come.
Absolutely.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast.
To request an interview spot or to advertise, email info@wilkescountytourism.com. Wilkesboro, North Carolina, located in the rolling foothills of Northwest North Carolina, is a paradise for outdoor enthusiasts. More than 40 miles of intense mountain biking trails, serene river tubing, record fishing, thrilling disc golf, and epic hikes, all located within minutes of their historic and charming downtown district, with monthly concerts, movies, and events. To learn more, visit explorewilkesboro.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.